going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can catch us here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. You can listen on your radio dial at 9:70 a.m. That is in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Or you can stream live on the internet at true-church.org. And we just count it a blessing and a privilege to be here once again in your homes, in your cars, wherever you are. And we just want to give God all the thanks, glory, and praise for what he's done with the True Church Perspective. We just, you know, this has been a literal hand of God that has reached throughout this nation and throughout this world via the internet. And I just thank God first for the technology to do it, but I give God praise because we've been getting a tremendous response from people that listen and tune in each Sunday. And we want to keep this broadcast coming your way. And we especially want to thank those that have continued to partner with us. You know, I can't say enough about those that have given and partnered with this broadcast and have made a way for us to do this each week. We just thank and praise God for you. Thank you for being faithful to it. And we just pray that you will continue to really understand the depths of what your love gifts and your sponsorship is really doing. We have so many emails that come in during the week of people that listen to this broadcast faithfully. And we've been talking about the seven I Am's. Jesus stated that he was the bread of life. He was the light of the world. He is the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth and the life, and the true vine. And we've been covering these, and it has just been a blessing to me. I don't know about you, but it is just wonderful to really know who Jesus is, what he is, why he came, why he died, and who he says he is. You know, you can learn a lot about a person by who they claim to be or who they say they are, you know, and a lot of times you can't believe it unless you know that person tells the truth. And that's the one thing about Christ. Christ is truth. He is the spirit of truth. And we believe that he is truth. And we believe that he cannot lie, because whatsoever he speaketh is truth. When it comes out of his mouth, it becomes the truth, and everything else is a lie. He said he cannot lie. That means that when he opens his mouth and says it, it automatically becomes truth. Even if it goes against everything that is, when he says it, everything that is becomes the lie, and what he says becomes truth. And I believe that. So we're going to talk about that one this week, that I am, where he said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. These are very powerful words, probably some of the most powerful words that Jesus spoke in his tenure here on earth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. These are bold words. These are words in red. These words mean everything. So let's talk about this, because there's so much to talk about in this, and I'm going to try to squeeze this in our 30-minute time frame here. But I want to break this down into the three things that he stated. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I want to first deal with I am the way. You know, we are living in a time now, God bless America. America has gone astray, not just with the sin in the land, but people have to realize realize that all of the sin that is in America is stemming from America's belief system, the underlying fabric of this nation, the way people believe. I know people want to believe that America was founded on, you know, biblical principles, and it was founded upon the biblical principles. Back in Jamestown, Virginia, there were revivals with Indians and pilgrims and different things that you can trace back in history. But the truth of the matter is that when the government of America was formed by the founding fathers, it was not founded upon Christian beliefs. It was founded upon the belief that the great architect of the universe was God, and that the old gods of old were the true and living gods. It was founded upon the fact that Nimrod, Osiris, Jupiter, Zeus, Odin, Gilgamesh, Ra, all these different false gods that were taught way back when, these were the true gods of this planet, and they were all manifested into one God, or they all came out of one God. This is what our nation was founded upon. This is why we have, even on our money and different places, we have the phrase e pluribus unum, which means from many, one. And it's really saying that it's many gods from one supreme God. And that supreme God is the grafter or architect of the universe. It is not the creator God in the Bible, but rather the false god Ra or Osiris, who is known as the great grafter of the universe. That is why they use the unfinished pyramid on the money and different things, because that's what he was building. He was the great grafter. What was he building? He was building the Tower of Babel. That goes back to Nimrod and Semiramis and Baal worship and all of those different things, which I just do not have time to cover in this broadcast. I need you to get The Truth Behind Hip Hop Part 4, Part 5, and you will get this information that I'm talking about. But the truth of the matter is that America is really just becoming what America has always been. It seemed as though America believed, you know, that God was the true God and Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yeah, it seemed that way because they wanted you to think that, to get you sucked in to the belief system that was to come. What is the belief system that was to come? Well, it's the belief system of Daniel 11 and 37, where he says the Antichrist will come and he will not regard the God, with a capital G, of his fathers, meaning the true and living God of his fathers, meaning the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He would not regard the God of his fathers, nor have the desire of a woman, which lets you know that homosexuality will be involved in this. So now we're talking about someone that he's going to magnify himself above all gods, not regard the God of his fathers, which is Jehovah, and he's not going to have the desire of a woman, which is homosexuality. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Antichrist in this last day. This is what is happening right now. And it's hard to believe that this stuff is happening right before our very eyes, and no one is preaching against it. No one is talking about it. No one is speaking up and declaring that the Antichrist spirit is already in the earth. Well, on a True Church perspective on this broadcast, we're going to say it until they stop us from saying it. We're going to say it. And even when they stop the radio, they can't stop the message. The message will continue, because we do believe that we are in the end time. We do believe that we are dealing with the spirit of the Antichrist. So this is why Jesus said in John 14 and 16, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's letting people know that when all of these lies come, understand, I am the way. The way is singular. It is intentional. He's saying that there is only one way. I am it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's talk about the way, because this is very important. There is no other way. Acts 4 and 12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. What name is that? That is the name of Jesus. No other name. There is no other way to salvation. There is no other name. 1 Timothy 2 and 5 says, for there is one God and one mediator. Who is the mediator? The man Christ Jesus. He said there is only one mediator between God and men. That is the man in the middle. But of course, we know Catholicism has risen up, and that was for a purpose as well, to put the Pope or put the priest in between man and God in the place of Christ, so that there will be a false God. So even in the core beliefs of Catholicism and that whole false God movement, you have a man in the middle that is acting in the place of Christ. But the Bible tells us that there is no other name, that Christ is the only way. And we have all of these different religions popping up. And this is the thing. All of these different belief systems that are popping up in the United States are causing the very demise of our nation, because God is not going to tolerate the worship of false God and foolishness much longer. The end is near. Listen to me, people of God. God will not tolerate us believing in false gods. He's not going to tolerate the household of faith that are denying that Jesus Christ is the only way. We have inclusion that has risen up, and our popular preachers, the big name preachers, are preaching the gospel or doctrine of inclusion by saying that, yeah, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he is my way, but you know, there may be some other ways. Well, when people preach that, they are preaching damnable heresy. They are preaching abominable doctrine. They are preaching doctrine that is not true, and they're not standing up for the one true way, which is Jesus Christ. And we see now this influx of Muslims that are coming in this nation right now. They're saying that that is the fastest growing religion in America. It is the Muslim belief system, and they believe Muhammad is the prophet of Allah and that he is the way to Allah. And then we have in the black community, mainly 5%ers and Hebrew Israelites, and these different religions raising up, not believing that Christ is the way, but they believe in one God by many names. And this is the same E Pluribus Unum belief system that has risen up in America in the last day. Why is it rising up now? Because this is the time when the scripture told us it would rise up. It said in Daniel 11 and 37, he will not regard the God of his father, speaking of the Antichrist. And then it also talked about that in John, saying the spirit of the Antichrist is already here. So in the last days, all of these different belief systems will begin to raise themselves up. And now you're riding down the street, you see these bumper stickers on these cars. They're the coexist bumper stickers. And you see the word coexist, and they spell it out with the different symbols of the different belief systems. You know, they have the symbol of Allah, which is the moon and the star. Then they have the peace sign, which is the upside down broken crucifix known as Nero's cross. That is what the peace sign is. Then they have the male and female symbol joined together to represent homosexuality. Prince made that symbol popular, and people didn't even know it. They were just calling him the symbol, not knowing that that symbol was a mixture of male and female together, being an advocate for the LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender movement. Then you have Judaism, which is the hexagram, the 6-point hexagram, which is the symbol of a hex or a curse that is used by the Israeli flag. And then you have the Wiccan pagan symbol, which is the star above the line. It is also a Baal or a symbol of Baal worship. Then you have the Taoism or the Confucianism. Of course, that is the yin yang symbol of Confucius, the perfect balance symbol, which is a false god pagan symbol. And then you have the cross for Christianity, the crucifixion of Jesus. You have all these symbols on one bumper sticker, and it says coexist. What do they mean? They mean everybody respect everyone's God. Respect our God, because all of our gods are leading us into the same place. And we know this is an abomination, but the prophets and preachers and pastors that get on TV and get in popular talk shows and different things, they never address this because they don't want to upset anyone. They want to stay politically correct. You have to understand, this is the utmost defiance of God, to coexist with other gods. And he said in the first commandment, thou shalt have no other God before me. So to ride around with bumper stickers with all of the false God symbols on it, along with Christianity, is blasphemy, because Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the only way. There is no other way. He said, if someone comes another way, we talked about this a few weeks ago, that man is a thief and a robber. You got to come through the gate. You got to follow the shepherd. You got to do what Christ said, what he prescribed, because he is the only way. And these famous preachers, they get on TV. We saw it. Even Joel Osteen on Larry King Live and T.D. Jakes and Rick Warren, all of them denied Christ as being the only way. And they always quote John 10 and 16 that says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also must I bring. So they say there might be some other sheep that he's going to bring. That is a bold-faced, satanic, anti-Christ lie. Because if you keep reading that scripture, it says, they shall hear my voice, meaning Christ. Now, Christ is the one speaking. So he says, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So if they're not hearing the voice of Christ, he says, I stand at the door and knock. If you do not let him in, you can't come in any other way. And it's a shame, because these preachers I'm calling out right now, there was a Muslim that called in to talk to the bishop, and she said, my beliefs are Islam. Is there hope for me? And this same bishop denied the hope that is in Jesus Christ and gave her hope in her Islamic beliefs, because he did not state specifically that there is one way to get to God. What is that way? Jesus said, I am that way, in John 4 and 16. I don't know, y'all. This is the plain, simple, new members class message that you learn in Sunday school during vacation Bible school with little coloring books and play cards. I mean, come on, y'all. This is the very foundation of what this thing is all about. Jesus is the only way. That's it. That is it. No Muslim can come in. He's a thief and a robber. No 5%er can come in. He's a thief and a robber. There is no Hebrew Israelite. No one can come in unless they come through the door, and the door itself is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door. So you got to understand, when you have a church with 40,000 members, you can't preach Jesus is the only way, or you're going to lose half of them, because many of them in there believe what they want to believe. I wonder how many coexist bumper stickers are on the cars of these mega church pastors that will not stand up and preach that Jesus is the only way. But you got to understand, the way to God is not politically correct. So you have to hide if you want to be politically correct and get on TV. See, to get on Larry King and these different shows, you have to deny that Jesus is the only way. And Larry King is going to test you. He's going to ask you, that's going to be like his second question. He's going to say, is there hope for me? Or is Jesus the only way? Is there really a hell? And he's going to test these preachers. And to be on his show, you have to fail the test. You can't pass the test on his show, because he's put you before the world to make you deny Christ. Isaiah 56 and 11 says, they are greedy dogs, speaking of these men that just want money and will deny Christ. It says, they can never have enough. They are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, not the way, but their own way, everyone for his gain. Now understand, they are looking to their own way because that is the way of gain. If you do not preach that Jesus is the only way, then you can welcome other ways, and you can say that, oh, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, when really that scripture is just talking about the Gentiles, how Christ was going to die and bring forth the salvation of the Gentiles. Those are the other sheep, the ones that accept him. We know that it takes the acceptance of him. We don't believe in inclusion. Those of us that believe the Bible to be the inspired and infallible word of God, we don't believe in the gospel of inclusion. That's a homosexual that believes that. Homosexual preachers believe that. So anyone believing that is gay. I gotta tell you, because that's the gay doctrine right now. But if you are a true man of God, a woman of God that believe what the word say, we believe that there is only one way. And that way is the acceptance of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way. And then he says, I am the truth. And the truth means that which is factual. When Jesus speaks of being the truth, he is describing it as that which corresponds to reality, that what is factual and absolute, not relative. This is very important because you have to understand that the world is relative, meaning that they do things that are relative to time. That's what pop culture and fads and styles and all these different things that drive our culture. Those things are relative, meaning that they're here today and gone tomorrow. But we know the Bible said the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall always stand, and God never changes. Why? Because he is absolute. That means that Jesus dying on the cross, that act was absolute. That means because it's absolute, because it can't change, it is truth. That means that once it's truth, it's established as truth, and no one can change it. Are you listening to me? John 16 and 13 says, "How be it when he, the Spirit of truth," speaking about the Holy Ghost, "has come, he will guide you into what? All truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." So Jesus was telling the disciples that when you stand before the council and different ones, don't worry about what you're going to say. Truth is going to come, because the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, is going to come and give you what to say. And when it comes, it's going to testify of me. That's what he's saying. Why? Because I am truth. My way is truth. 1 John 4:6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the difference between the Spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What is the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error? Just go on to 1 John 2:22. He says, "Who is a liar but the one who denies that Jesus is Christ," or meaning that Jesus is the only way. That's the liar. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. So the one that denies that Jesus is the only way and won't stand up and say there is only one way to get to God, the scripture is telling us right here, that is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which ye have heard that is coming, and now it is already in the world. So we're not talking about a man, a world leader. We're talking about a spirit. That spirit where men want to gain. They want money. They want fame. They want fortune. They want to be on TV. They want to be on Larry King. So they deny that Jesus is the only way to God so that they can get the platform, the money, and the fame. And the last thing that Jesus said in this passage, he said, "I am the life." This is very simple, because he gave his life for every one of us. He became the propitiation for our sin. He became our sin for us, and he died for us to pay the ultimate price for sin. 1 John 5:11. "And this is the record, that God hath given to us" what? "Eternal life, and this life is in his Son." So this is very simple to understand. There is only one way to get to God. I remember when they asked Joel Osteen, "Is there any other way?" This is what Larry King asked him, "Is there any other way to get to God?" And he said, "Well, you know, I believe that Jesus is my way, but you know, I don't want to be the one to say that, you know, other people, their way may not work." And so then Larry King just checked him, and you can go find this on YouTube. Larry King checked him and said, "Well, I mean, come on, tell me now. Will I go to heaven? I mean, well, I can't really tell you that, you know." And I'm like, somebody come ask my 3-year-old son and he'll give you the answer, because it's easy to read in John 14:6. "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And if the Father is God and God is God of his kingdom, then you can't get to his kingdom unless you come by Jesus Christ. This is what this means, y'all. This is the most important I am. So when you see these bumper stickers, these coexist things, and you see all this false God worship going on, and now everyone is believing what they want, and we're all trying to get along with each other and respect each other's God and respect each other's this and that, understand, y'all, we cannot take down as believers. This is that I hour. This is the end time hour that God spoke of, where men will become lovers of themselves, high-minded and boastful. They will seek after riches and gain. These are those times right now. What are you waiting on, saint of God? Why don't you understand that Jesus is the only way? And now is the time to preach it. If there has never been a time in our history to preach this gospel, the time is now, right now, because this is the time that false gods are rising up. This is the time that the homosexual agenda is being furthered in our nation. This is the time that people are forgetting the truth of the word and substituting it with false god ideas. This is the time. Why wait until the end time to take down and preach a message about money and only talk about money coming? Why wait till the time when Jesus's return is drawing near to start trying to make your mark in this life? Why wait till this time to be selfish in your endeavors and forget God and serve yourself? Why wait till this time? This is the time when the gospel has to be preached, when the way, the truth, and the life has to be shown unto the heart of men. The Bible said that those that are blinded have been blinded by the God of this world. He's blinded their minds unless we shed light through the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. What is that glorious gospel? The way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I believe every word of your Bible is true. I believe every word that came out of your mouth is bread of life for us. I believe, Father God, that you have given us the path, that your Bible is a map scope, and you are taking us to the end with your word. I believe what's going on in this world can be found in these scriptures, and unless we line ourselves up with what you say in the scripture, God, we won't make it through these end times. So I pray right now for everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are listening, those that hear. Father, I pray right now that they would not be blinded. Take the blinders off. I pray right now that they will not be influenced by devilish preachers and pastors that come for personal gain. Father God, I pray right now that your truth will come and testify of you and testify that you are the only way. And I pray that boldness come into the believers, God, so that they will stand up to their peers, stand up to their boss and their employees. God, they will stand up to this nation and this government, and they will declare the truth of John 14:6 that you spoke of, Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father except by you, in Jesus' name. And we'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.